The new Austin City Hall is not like other downtown office buildings with their squared-off profiles, smooth skins, and regular window patterns. Instead, it's shaped like balcones, the limestone ledges of the hill country. Its skin is constructed of rough limestone blocks, the color of leather, and with copper panels and black glass windows. The windows vary from narrow vertical stripes to rectangles as big as movie screens. The four-story building encompasses 115,000 square feet. The main stone-clad facade faces Town Lake Park and the Colorado River. It slopes up two stories in stair-stepped blocks that provide a seating area for concerts. The third and fourth floors are clad in copper and glass and are split down the middle by a deep slanted notch. At the back of the building, the upper floors skew outward, creating overhangs. A 49-foot-long balcony, sharpened to a point, projects like a menacing weapon across 2nd Street. Design architect Antoine Predock of Albuquerque, New Mexico, worked with Austin architects Cotera and Reed to create a dynamic between the building and its environment. Predock adopted the image of hill country balconies to fit what he sees as Austin's vibrant relationship to the landscape and its highly participatory city government. The odd angles and overhangs, he said, provide gathering places for citizens, as does the wide outdoor plaza graced with fountains and benches. The odd window shapes differentiate the back offices of city workers from the city council chambers and other areas for public interaction. The interior opens into a four-story atrium where light from high skylights bounces off copper reflecting panels. Concrete walkways cross the center at different angles for each floor. The new Austin City Hall opened in 2004. It's a landmark public space for a one-of-a-kind capital city.